Our government is not for sale, and neither are our prisoners for sale.
Right.
We all stand together.
Just before the Senate met, Democratic Senator Maria Sachs of Delray Beach got a crowd of correctional officers, teachers, and sheriff's deputies fired up as she vowed that she would fight the massive prison privatization effort.
The corrections officers put their lives and their safety on the line to protect the prisoners and also to protect the safety of our people. And we want to sell this out to the highest bidder as long as we have citizens who hear about this and know that we want to sell our prisons and our prisoners to the highest bidder. You can count me out. You can count the people of Palm Beach County out. We will never go along with the privatization of our prisons.
Prison privatization proponents say privatizing the prisons in South Florida could save the state between $22 and $45 million. And that savings would go towards areas like education. But KT Caldwell, a math teacher in Seminole County, says prison privatization should not go forward. She says if it does, she's afraid it would set a dangerous precedent.
It seems like the Florida legislature is back to its old tricks. SB 2038 is being rushed through by Governor Rick Scott and extremists in the legislature in an attempt to trample on every Floridian's right to participate in our democracy. It's a democracy that's for the people and by the people. As we privatize industry and the prisons, schools are next.
While on the Senate floor, questions over Senate Bill 2038 turned into more of a grilling session from lawmakers, both Republicans and Democrats alike. Their questions were reserved for Senate Budget Chief J.D. Alexander and Republican Senator John Thrasher, the two chairmen who saw the bill in their committees. They're also both proponents of prison privatization. Republican Senator Mike Fasano, who's against the effort, asked for specifics on how much the state is expected to save.
What is the savings? What, $17, $18 million, maybe less than that? And then you take out the payouts that we're going to have to make to the correctional office that don't stay in the state system. We actually, the taxpayers, could actually lose money the first year if this privatization goes into effect.
Throughout the Senate session, both Thrasher and Alexander maintained there would be a savings to the state. Thrasher says the payouts that Fasano was talking about is a one-time deal, and the savings overall would be recurring, which would be to the benefit of taxpayers.
You know, I don't know what $18 million translates into in terms of the number of teachers we could hire or other types of folks, Senator Fasano, but I got to believe $18 million recurring over a long period of time is going to add up to a lot of savings among the taxpayers. And the 7% that everybody seems to keep missing that is a required savings.
Later, the bill was changed to disallow the privatization of executions or the death penalty. About half of the amendments filed were adopted, but Senator Fasano's amendments were pushed over to Wednesday's fourth session, where a vote is expected. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.